Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Donald Hunter. Don's a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, 15 years plus, and my good friend, and yours too, whether you know it or not. Don, thanks again for being here. The Donald Hunter on LinkedIn, that's where you like folks to hang out with you, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so check that out. Donald, you've been working on one of the things you've been working on is the scenario where technical people are promoted to managing people. And sometimes those skills aren't that interchangeable. What do you think? What have you been finding? How have you been helping people?
Well, what I'm finding is hard for some people to make that transition to give up. Give up being an individual contributor, and a big thing is trust.
Right,
trusting others to be able to perform, and stepping back and letting them do it.
This has been a perennial issue with small businesses over the millennia almost, of promoting your best salesperson to sales manager. That's a technical skill, and being a professional salesperson is a technical skill like anything else. And just because they can sell doesn't mean they can manage, right? Just because someone has an engineering degree about a certain topic, a certain field, doesn't mean they can manage people who do that, right?
Absolutely. Doesn't mean that they can manage the people, because a lot of times they can't just give up that. We call it the IC, the individual contributor role.
Right.
They can't, they find it difficult to deal with that they were a peer, and now they're managing people that they used to sit side by side with, right?
Right.
They were on the same level.
It's hard to make that transition. How do you make that transition? Can you help? Is it possible to pull that off?
You know, it depends on the person, right? It depends on how they're wired, right? But you have to start, changing who you're hanging out with in the company. You know, that can make a difference, right? In terms of separating yourself from your peers, because mm-hmm. you have to start behaving differently,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to behave like a manager. You're required to start to build relationships across the company.
Well, and so how do you advise people when they're thinking about making a move like that, promoting a person? How do you advise them? I mean, is there a test you can take? Can you do some kind of perceiver, personality profile? Is there something you can do that says, okay, this person is more likely to make the transition and be successful than others?
For the specific job and the specific company, what I do is benchmark that the position itself and see what behaviors, motivators, competencies are required for that job.
Right.
And so I would facilitate a session with subject matter experts and determine what those behaviors, motivators, competencies are for that position.
Right.
And then I would job benchmark it. So I'll kind of stop there on that process.
Mm-hmm.
And then every applicant would actually take that job benchmark as an assessment, and we'd see how close they are.
Can non-technical people manage technical people?
That's the flip side of the coin, right? The challenge there is you also need some expertise around the technology so that you can prioritize things.
Right, right.
So that you know when it's about to go off the rails.
My experience has been that the best sales manager were probably the worst salespeople. they couldn't really cut it as a salesperson because they didn't have you know that capability. But they turned out to be pretty good sales managers. Hey Don, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for a great visit and some great information. The Donald Hunter on LinkedIn. That's where he wants you to find him and hang out with him there. Will you come back again soon, Don?
I will.
We love having you on the show as always. Donald Hunter, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I got to go for this hour. Before I do, though, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.